Welcome to Memento Morbid, where we explore death, life, and the in-between. It's hosted by me, Joanna Ebenstein, founder of Morbid Anatomy, which is an organization and community devoted to these very themes. Every week, I'll be joined by a guest. Today, I am delighted to welcome Paul Giamatti, Caitlin Doherty, John Troyer, Leela Taylor, Oliver Berkman, Pam Grossman. We'll be going in deep and discussing concepts around
this modern American death system is so strangely set up. It's so strangely distant. It's so uncanny.
It's not only a path to less anxiety, it's actually the more meaningfully productive and constructive and generative way to live.
So it was an era that was obsessed with degeneration, with hysteria, with the abnormal, but instead of being sort of panicked by those ideas, they celebrated those ideas.
I grew up as a goth kid in Detroit in the 80s. So goth, I was born black, which I thought, that's hilarious.
We will explore the ideas and questions that give our lives meaning. If you could live forever, would you?
Fuck no. Wait, actually, Joanna, what's my body doing in this living forever? Is it decaying?
I just do think it would be hell.
I would do it because I gotta know. I'm so intrigued. What's gonna happen? Is there gonna be like horrible heat death of the planet, but I'll survive?
But I sort of feel like one of the great things about being human is that we end, and we're supposed to end.
Do you think that the idea of death in any way animates your life and work?
I think about my death constantly, maybe too much, honestly, Joanna. If we are souls who get to have bodies for a little while, I want to maximize that experience. I want to taste every flavor of ice cream.
One of my earliest memories of childhood is a woman in an open casket at the funeral home and being there with my parents. I must have been 3 or 4. And I remember touching her hand and her hand being cold. Although, as my dad would always say, it's not cold, it's room temperature. And just learning what death was based on that.
And along the way, we'll hear some surprising, provocative, and often amusing ideas and observations.
I had an actual ghostly experience. We all did.
I am always and will always be a corpse girl.
And the lady looks at me. She's like, a cat can't look like Andy Warhol. It's like, oh, yeah. And I showed her the picture. She stares at this picture. She's like, holy shit, she looks like Andy Warhol.
And dear listener, we'd love to hear from you. If you have your own stories, memories, or questions around death, then please send us a voice note. You can listen to Memento Morbid with me, Joanna Ebenstein, wherever you get your podcasts.